The following program is sponsored by Seasons Financial Group.
Life is the reason to go with Seasons.
Seasons Financial Group.
Welcome to Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Rittner on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. It's time to discuss financial, investment, retirement, estate, and insurance planning, and more. With Tulsa's financial experts at Seasons Financial Group, right here in Tulsa. Now, Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Rittner on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
And good Sunday afternoon to you. My name is Russell Mills, and this is Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Rittner. We are live and local in the big city of Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're talking about finance and investment. It's all geared towards helping you reach your goals in all the seasons of life. And isn't that a catchy theme song, old? Your hosts, Mr. Steve Ellis and Mr. Stan Rittner, were in here air guitaring and drumming to that thing. And yeah, it's pretty cool. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah, we won't talk about who's air guitar and who's drumming. We'll just go with it after that.
Everybody was doing it. I was doing it. Full disclosure.
Well, you can't help. And that was recommended to us, and actually by KRMG.
Is that right?
People, yeah.
Whoever came up with that, it's catchy.
It is. We like it. We like it. Anyway, Steve, today.
Yeah, even Tucker's like it.
Even Tucker.
Tucker's digging
all
in there as well.
He's like rocking, banging or something.
Well, you know, Tucker and I get along just fine. He's a Kentucky Fried Chicken guy as well.
Oh, yeah. Extra crispy or regular?
Got to be original.
Okay, original.
See, I can tell a guy who doesn't go to Kentucky, is it regular? No, it's called original.
Original,
recipe.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
You're right. I like their pot pies. That makes me a nonconformist.
It certainly does.
Really? You a nonconformist? I can't imagine.
I know. It's shocking.
It is shocking.
Anyway, it's a great day. And today, Russell, we're going to start off a little bit differently.
Okay.
We did some shows in the past where the first caller in got a copy of our book.
Okay.
Which is called
Your Living Season, Simple Guidelines to Make Retirement the Best Season of Your Life.
If you want to find out more about it, you can go to our website, which is www.seasonsfinancialgroup.com, and you'll find the book.
There's a picture of the book on the front. There's and then you can just click on that, and it'll take you right to the page.
Yeah, and it's a good book because it there's two parts to it. Steve wrote the boring part. I wrote the exciting part.
Thump. There we go.
But the purpose of the book was not only to give you some guidelines on how to prepare for retirement or move into retirement gracefully, because it is, in my opinion, it's your best season of life. I mean, it's your living season. You get to choose what you want to do. You're not going to go to work where the boss tells you.
Because you usually have more options at that point. You've worked hard all your life, and you're retiring from your old job, but you're retiring to something, and that's a big part of the book is what are you going to retire to.
Right.
And it's not just having the money in place, but it's also about having, you know, emotionally, just mentally, those kind of things, and things that you've really wanted to do that you've put off, possibly.
But also the challenge.
Yes.
You know, a dog never grows and never gets out of its yard. It never learned anything different than what's inside the fence, right?
Right.
So this is to get you to go outside the fence. Go play outside the yard a little bit and discover a little bit. Find out some new things. Try some new things. You know, if you got a bucket list, if you got such a thing, then pick one off your bucket list and go for it. Make it happen. See what happens.
Yeah, we have a lot of clients that do that, and they've been checking things off, and they're really enjoying it. And it's fun to hear them come back and tell their stories.
Exactly. And some of them have been educational. They went on and furthered their education. We got one that became a doctor. That's in the book.
Yeah.
You know, got her doctorate at what, 78?
78, 79, something like that. That's pretty amazing that she'd been wanting to do for a long time, but life happens.
And then what'd she do? Went back to work.
Yep.
Got her degree and got a job and went back to work again.
Well, it's something she really wanted to do.
Yeah. And so, you know, we love seeing it. We got another client. I won't go into a lot of detail about her, but we got another client that you can tell they're just really, and she still works some, but they're just really enjoying life. And it's just, they got the grandkids, great grandkids, whatever the case may be, but they're just enjoying life. And so my challenge to you is to go out and enjoy retirement. Even if you're not retired, find things that you enjoy to do and go out and do those things. But anyway, but here's my deal today is that if we get a caller in, first caller, we'll give a book, okay, make that happen. But I also want to play roulette with the texting. So text in any topic you would like for us to talk about today. Text it as long as we can address it on the air, okay?
Yeah, but gardening, we're not going to address that. I'm just saying.
If you've got a financial question that you just got a question about, you don't have to talk to us on the air. You can just text it in.
Right.
And we'll see what we can address. But Russell, what numbers would they do?
Well, and give us a call at 918-460-KRMG, 918-460-5764. The text number is 95920. Yes, and we do have a caller already.
All right. And like Steve said, we got to have questions that are related to finances.
Well, and I believe, yeah. I believe
help you with your money.
His name is Kent, and he's taking care of his mom and has some questions about her assets. Kent, what is your question for us today?
Hey, good morning. I'm looking for some advice. I didn't know whether your group did this or not. I'm 60. I'm looking at retiring in 7 to 10 years, doing well with the 401k. And we got to the situation where my mother's in her 80s and she needed some extra care. So we tried to get her to move in with us, but that was an absolute no. So we ended up moving in with her. The house is in her name. She wants to put that into our name. We take care of everything, including the house payment. And we pay for everything, but it's still in her name and didn't know whether, I don't know what to do. To guard against, we're looking to put some significant amount of money into repairs of the house and upgrades and things this next year to help guard against, somebody coming in and taking that away if something, God forbid, should happen to her. Right. Is that something that you guys help with? Is there an organization or a group that I could get with to help me through that?
Steve?
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Yeah,
that's a difficult situation. So that's a good question. There's different ways of approaching it. So, obviously, that's something we provide some guidance with or help them get to the right person to do that.
And that's it, getting to the right person, because your case is unique. It is. I mean, and is it really that unique? No, there's a lot of people that face it. You and I are the same age. We've got my parents are the same age as your parents. And so at some point, we are, I'm going to have to address that question as well. I won't give it to you on the air, but I can give you the name of someone. When you come out and pick up your book, I'll give you the name of someone who you can talk to. It's an attorney, an elder care attorney, who can give you direction on which way to go with that, because there's definitely a right way and a wrong way to do it. Question to you is, do you see Medicaid in your mother's life at any point, or you think she's got the assets to see it through?
Oh, it would be Medicaid for sure.
Okay. Then,
that definitely changes what the answer would be. So getting things out of her name into your name could be, part of that. But again, we're getting into a legal area, so we can't provide you legal advice. But on the money side, obviously there's some things that we could tell you there from that standpoint. But
right. And as I can tell you, Oklahoma has a 5-year look back period. So if you transfer assets out of your mother's name and the next 3 years she applies for Medicaid, they're going to look back 5 years and see where assets went. So there is that look back. So I can give you that little window there because that's just part of the rules. But there is someone I'll give you the name to. If you'll call me at the office on Monday or when you come by and pick up the book, then I will give you that person's name. All right.
Fantastic. Yes, I really appreciate that because I didn't even know where to begin.
Yep.
All right, Kent, be sure and
Google that one up.
But yeah, right. Yeah, right. So, and the thing is, like they said, everyone's situation is unique, and that's why you need to talk to experts. Do stay on the line so Tucker can get all your contact information from you, make sure we get you hooked up with that book, and thank you, Kent, for calling, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. You're great.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, Kent.
Thanks,
man, Kent. He had his finger on the speed dial, didn't he?
Man, he's right on it.
Anyway, but it was a great question. And, Steve, it's not an unusual question that we get. It's unfortunately not just something that we deal with on our side of the business, but we do have people we can direct them to that can do some planning for them.
And this is one of the things you guys do, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have the answers, the people who have the answers,
that's
and he's going to help put your clients in touch with them.
Because we have a current client who's working with an attorney. A different one that you were just mentioning, I think, or maybe it could be the same one. But having to jump through some of those hoops because there's a house involved, and actually there was another property involved, and there's some other assets and whatnot, and getting those positioned correctly so we can meet all the requirements that Medicaid has. So,
right.
And doing it the right way, the legal way, not the – because there's people out there doing it the wrong way, in the illegal way, if you will, or the shady way, and that we have nothing to do with that. And we won't do that because that's improper, obviously, and unethical and those kind of things.
Right. Now, Steve, there was something that came up through this whole conversation. Since we talked about annuities last week, we'll kind of just pick up on it a little bit this week. But something we learned a little bit new about was a Medicaid annuity.
Right.
And can you elaborate on that just a little bit?
Oh, maybe. Very little.
Yeah.
Because it's not something that we deal with on a regular basis. But there are what they call Medicaid compliant annuities, where money can be placed into an annuity in a certain way that is basically shielded from when Medicaid looks at it, because it helps to take care of the family so the family is not left destitute. So there's ways to position assets, and there are certain requirements. So there's companies that specialize in that. It's a very unique type of
highly
annuity.
Highly specialized product, yeah.
And so we, in this case, we're one of the attorneys that we know that she was helping a particular client with that situation.
Yep. And anyway, but we're getting ready to go to a break. But when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about annuities, I think.
Right.
And then if we got texters, text us in or give us a call.
Yep. And the phone number, if you'd like to give us a call, it's 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. You're listening to Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Richter on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
To go with
Seasons Financial Group.
Welcome back to Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Richter here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in less than 9 minutes, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23. And then, after the news at the top of the hour, it's Kim Komando. We do have, apparently, a technical problem with our texting. It's not working, guys.
So we asked everybody
to text.
And it's
Sunday, and text support's like, yeah, beep, beep, beep.
So we apologize if you try to text us. We can't receive it right now.
Nope.
So
you're going to get a message that says, we got your text. And guess what? We didn't. And I feel bad. So, but here's the deal. You can still call us at 918-460-KRMG. That would be 918-460-5764. Tucker, our producer and phone operator, is standing by. And he can either put you on the air or, you know, if you want and you're just too shy, he'll just type the message out to me and I'll get it.
And like Stan mentioned earlier, if you have a topic you want us to cover today,
let Tucker know.
Let Tucker know
and I'll let Stan know.
Just let him know. He'll pass it on. He'll make sure that we're doing it.
We're making it sound complicated, but it's pretty easy. Anyway, your host is Mr. Stan Richter.
It's not complicated.
Nah.
It's easy stuff.
Easy.
Just give us a call. We'd be happy to address your questions.
Yep.
But, Steve, we were talking a little bit about annuities, and there was the
we're talking about that Medicaid compliant annuity, which is one of those unusual animals of the annuity world.
Which I got asked this morning by someone I'm very close to. And, okay, my wife asked me. She goes, so are all – I got
to
get this
easy
right
for
order.
You to say.
Are all annuities insurance-based?
Ah.
I think they are. I think it has to be an insurance.
Technically, if it's
going
to be called annuity, it has to be issued by an insurance company. That's just the way it works.
Right.
I know of no other type annuity that's. Now, there's things that may function like an annuity, but it may not be an annuity. For instance, Social Security.
Right.
It functions kind of that way. You know, you get to retirement, you pick an age when you're going to start your Social Security, whether it's 62, 3, 4, whatever, all the way up to age 70. And then they say, okay, here's your payout for the rest of your life. And then you're kind of stuck with that. So same thing with a typical, what we call an immediate annuity. You pick a date when you're going to start it, and they set it, and you pick what terms or whatever, and you go from there.
Right. Immediate annuity is where you drop a bucket of money in there.
Right.
And then they spread out the payments over whatever period of time you choose.
It could be your life expectancy, or it could be for like a certain period of time, like you can do them maybe as for 5 years, which is pretty short. Could be a 10-year. In other words, they'll guarantee it for at least 10 years, that type of thing. Or it could be for your life, and it could also be on your life and your spouse's life.
Right. Okay, roll back the clock a little bit, because last week we were kind of talking about this a little bit, that annuities are best positioned when they are income-focused.
Right.
Is kind of what we
If you want guaranteed income, really the annuity is your choice. I mean, like you and I, we've said this before, we're not big fans of annuities overall, and there's a lot of people on the radio that trash annuities, and a lot of that's deserved because there's a lot of issues with how they're sold and some of the features of some of the products out there. They're way overpriced, very expensive.
The expenses of them.
But there are some actually low-cost, very good annuities out there that fit a certain situation for clients. So we want to be fair and make people know that don't just take somebody's word for it that all annuities are bad. Maybe 90% of them could be bad. Maybe only 50% of them bad. You know, whatever that number is.
Right.
So we use them very judiciously. So we don't use them that often, but there are every now and then there's a situation where that is very appropriate and that is in the client's best interest.
Okay. So let's segue now because you did a great job.
Thank you.
Because there's two different ways to buy an annuity.
Okay.
There's a commission-based product, right?
Yes.
Or there's a fee-based product.
That is correct.
Okay. Commission-based is...
And I would say 95, maybe 99% of them out there are commission-based. And therein lies an inherent conflict of interest. So, in other words, if the insurance agent comes to you and says, hey, do this annuity for your retirement. It's the best thing since sliced bread. It's great, great. And he finds out you've got this money here, money there. Well, let's just put all that together. Let's put everything into the annuity. And, of course, the problem with that is the more you put in, the higher commission.
The more commission he makes.
Right, because he's making a percentage of what you put in. So if you put in $50,000, he's going to make X. If you put in $100,000, he's going to make 2x X. So that's you got to look at that and be aware of that.
2x X. That's algebra, isn't it?
Yes.
The algebraic equation.
I kind of like algebra.
Yeah.
Anyway, sometimes.
Okay, but here's the other thing, too. Once you get paid that commission, you pay them up front most of the time. There's different ways to get paid on the commission side.
Right.
But for the most part, they get money up front. And then they might have what's called a trail.
There could be a trailing commission that pays a little bit based on the asset, the amount of assets in that account.
Right.
So that's something you can ask your insurance person.
And should.
And you should ask. How much you're getting paid? Because it's a commission. You ask them if it's a commission-based product, which normally it is. Because insurance agents, all they can do is sell you. They cannot sell you a fee-based product if they're just strictly an insurance person. So you have to go to the investment side of the business to find guys that can do.
It's also insurance licensed.
Insurance licensed. Right. Like we're registered investment advisors, so we're part of that group. So we can do fee-based, and that's almost. Everything we do is fee-based for our clients.
Right, which means no big commission up front, so we don't take the money and run.
No commission, zero.
And here's the thing about a fee-based, and you and I say this all the time, is we get paid by the day.
Yeah, we got to earn your business every day.
Every single day.
We don't get it up front, and then you never hear from us again. And we don't think that's the proper way of working with clients.
Right, and there is a way to convert a commissioned annuity to a fee-based.
We've done that on several occasions where a client bought it somewhere and had it for years, and they said, and so they brought to us, what do you think of this? We look at it. Sometimes we say, that's good, keep it, you're doing great. Other times, in a lot of cases, it's very, we look at the expenses. What is it really providing you? Are there any guarantees? What are those guarantees? Do you need those guarantees? We'll analyze it, and we'll say, okay, but you may need to keep it tax-deferred because it's in a tax-deferred what we call a wrapper, a product. And so we can move it from one annuity to another tax-free. So you can do a rollover, basically. An exchange is what they call it. And then once it's over, we can find a fee-based product that where the expenses. I mean, we've had situations where we can save clients thousands of dollars a year in expenses. So there are some great alternatives out there. So if offer that to anybody out there, our listeners.
And what do we charge to do that?
Zero.
Oh, man. There goes our bottom line.
There goes our bottom line.
Yeah.
So.
No, we do. We do those reviews for free. Yeah. If we can help you, we can add value to what you're already doing, then that's when we offer to step in. If not, guess what? We think you're doing the right thing and you're in a good place. We pat you on the back, send you on down the road and say, good job.
And we've done that many a time.
Exactly. We're not going to try to sell you something or try to switch you or flip you or whatever they call it,
Yeah.
There's all kinds of names in this business. But that fee-based annuities, I think, do you think the industry is kind of gradually moving that way?
It's starting to, you're seeing more. In fact, I had a gentleman in our office this week because I was curious as to what his company offered because he had, they do fee-based stuff. They also have a commission side of things, but he doesn't handle this guy. He's strictly the fee-based side of the business. So, you know, what do you do? What do you offer? And they're a little different than what some of the others offer. So I was doing my due diligence, doing my research to find out what's available out there so I can find the best fit for our clients.
Very good. Very good. Russell, we need to go to a break.
We do. Well, actually, we're going to go listen to some news. We're going to check in with the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center for the latest on what's going on out there in the world. Get your forecast real quick, and then we'll be back with more of Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Rickner. We're live and local on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Life is the reason to go with Seasons.
Seasons Financial Group.
Welcome back to Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Rickner here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. We are taking calls today. If you got any questions about the topics that we're bringing up, or maybe you got something you'd like to know about, well, we're open to suggestions. So give us a call, 918-460-KRMG. That is 460-5764. Your host for Your Money for All Seasons is Mr. Stan Rickner.
Thank you, Russell. Yes, Steve, we already had the one caller, Kent, who called in about his mom and wanting to know some things about how to work with her assets. And of course, one of the things that I will say about us is we know what we don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
Boy, and that's the key to many things in life.
There's a lot of that. I'm telling there's stuff, it's just too much. You got to have experts that you can count on.
You do. You got to have people you can refer people to. And we use tax experts.
Right.
You know, if there's a tax question.
Several of those, several legal experts. Insurance experts.
Absolutely.
Social Security.
All that good stuff.
Yep. Anyway, but if you want to get a hold of us, then give us a call here at the station, 460-KRMG. And Steve, also, Lisa always tells me, my wife always says, you know, you never tell anybody how to get a hold of you guys. So give us a call at the office. You've got a question you want to ask us directly. That's at seasonsfinancialgroup.com on the website. Mm-hmm. Or call us at 918-627-3700, 918-627-3700. And you get a hold of, you'll talk to Nancy, of course, and then she'll route you through to either Steve or I.
You know, we need to get Lisa in here to co-produce this show. It sounds to me like she's paying attention.
I got to explain Lisa. Okay. Lisa, and she's at home probably listening to this going, oh, my
and
God.
He's going to explain me. Okay. Yeah, let's hear you do that.
Yeah, but she's a CPA.
Okay.
And she doesn't do tax. She's oil and gas CPA. But, you know, sometimes when we go out, we'll catch ourselves over dinner.
Talking
about debits and credits and carry forwards and all kinds of stuff, you know. It's like,
I'm so glad you didn't invite me to.
We are an exciting couple.
You are. It's for sure.
You know what though? But that, if that's your interest and that's what lights up your eyes, you know, that's great. At least you're talking.
Yes, those intimate moments.
At least you're talking.
You're not sitting there texting, right?
No. Back in the day when I was a server, man, you knew if a couple was getting along or not.
Yeah.
By whether there was a conversation at the table.
Yeah. Now, she calls a CPA cut, paste, and attach. What CPA stands for. So. Anyway, but yeah, she's a good conversation. She makes me think sometimes. But give us a call at the office.
Did you make her think a lot? She's second guessing for sure.
Anyway, but you can give us a call at the office, 918-627-3700, 918-627-3700. But Steve, we were traveling down this road talking about annuities. You were talking a little bit about
things.
Well, about two ways to buy annuities, really, is where we kind of were. Is you can pay commission-based.
Right.
Or you can do the fee-based.
Right.
And the fee-based is just there's no commission up front.
Nope.
It's pay-as-you-go. And, you know, you do have the tax deferral. You have all the benefits of the annuity you have on the other side. Matter of fact, there's some riders you can put on there as well.
Right. So, you know, if some people said, you know, like you buy insurance on your house. You know, we don't necessarily like doing that, but, boy, it's nice to have it there when you need it. You can do the same thing. There's insurance companies provide insurance that you can buy for your portfolio if you put it in like a variable annuity. So they're called riders, and so it might guarantee you a return of premium possibly. You know, so you couldn't lose money if you want, you know, but it's usually over a certain period of time. You have to hold the account, you know, for that time period, or it might be a guarantee you a certain amount of income per year for a certain length of time, or it could be rest of your life, that type of thing. So you know, you pay for those things. You might pay a little bit. You might pay a lot. So we've seen some out there that are pretty expensive. And
so you're saying you can shop?
You can shop. And, you know, the old song, what your mama told you, better shop around.
Shop around.
You didn't know
I was trying to figure out where you were
Neil
going.
Sedaka.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
All right. So, but you should also, A, read it before you sign it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe get a second opinion. I mean, like, and you guys were saying earlier,
yeah, we're
somebody
happy
brought
to
you
take
to
a
one
second opinion.
And
absolutely.
For free.
For free.
You
yeah, we don't charge for that. We can sit down and look at it and say, yeah, it looks great. Go for it.
And we can even get on the phone with the insurance company, do a call. They have to be there, of course, because they're a policy owner or holder. And so we can call in and talk to someone there and say, okay, what exactly do
yeah, could
they
you
have?
Explain yeah. some
How
paragraph
does this work?
Seven
right.
to me?
And give you an example, though. I know Stan called somebody one time, got the insurance company on the phone and says, can you explain to us how this is calculated? Because the client looked at it and said, something's not right. And so, the person on the phone goes, well, I can't do that. Well, get somebody on the phone. I can't. They got somebody else on the phone. And they're going, they couldn't really explain it either. And I thought, okay, if you can't, even if the insurance company can't explain it, you have no business
it
with
it was
that.
A calculation on how they would earn interest, if you will, on their indexed annuity. And so it was a complicated equation.
Right. It's a fixed product. You know, it means it had a certain guarantee, but it also is linked to a certain index in the market, and it's very complicated how those things are
And you can do, in that particular one, you could do a blend of indexes. I think most of them you can now. So you could do, you pick and choose what index you want and how much weight you want in each one. So I say all that to say this. We made that phone call, and we still didn't know any more after the call than we did prior to the call. But the thing is on a lot of these things, you look through and find out, okay, and here's the question, why? Why do you have this rider? Why do you have mm-hmm. this? Why do you need an annuity?
What
why?
Is it going to do for you?
Exactly.
Is it going to meet the need, the objective, the goal that you have for that particular bucket of money?
Right, and there's the possibility that you were single and an annuity looked like the right thing for you to pay income somewhere down the road. Then you got married, and it's like, okay, now my situation's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I don't need that annuity anymore. Maybe I should look at how that fits into my overall financial plan. If you don't have a financial plan, you do have a financial plan because you don't have one. So you're just going to see your pants.
Your seat of pants financial
exactly.
plan,
and
which
it's
is
not,
what, unfortunately, most people do.
Right, and it's not a complicated thing to do. No. I mean, it really starts with budgeting for the most part. I mean, and we have on our website, isn't there a budgeting thing they can pull down, or we can email it to them or something? But
yeah.
So if you
go to our book
budget,
page, it has a lot of things you can download there.
Right. Yeah. And you can just, if you want to contact, if you can't find us, there's a contact us button on there. Just click on it. It sends us an email. It's an email to Nancy, and she'll get an answer back to you. But
let's make sure we give them the website address again.
SeasonsFinancialGroup.com.
There you go. Seasons Financial Group. Yep. Life is the reason. Let's see, there we go.
See?
You start
the song.
It is catchy.
It is.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, but okay, so we've kind of gone down this road with annuities and where they are and what they do and that type thing. But the question about why, you know, why? I don't care if it's annuities or somebody calls you and says, you know, there used to be these, I forget what they call them, not sweatshops, but something, these big companies out of New York would just have a room full of people. And all they were doing was
a boiler room.
Mm-hmm. Dialing for dollars is what they would call it. Mm-hmm. They'd hit a button, call you, and say, hey, I've got a hot stock tip for you, da-da-da, you know. And boom, you might bite, you might not. And they just, you know, it's a numbers game. So they call 100 people, they might get 10 that take them up on it or whatever. But, you know, the question always is, why is that right for me? The person calling you from a boiler room doesn't know anything about you.
No.
And so how do they know that this stock is right for you? They don't. And so you really have to be careful and ask why. Why is this an appropriate thing for me? Why do I need this? And then you go to the how. How is this going to meet my need? How is this going to work for me?
How does it work? You know, what's the pluses? What's the minuses? You know, what do I need to know? And usually they give you some type of disclosure page that you sign. So it'll say, okay, be aware of this, be aware of that, be aware of that. There's a surrender charge possibly. If it's a commission-based product, there's usually some type of surrender charge if you get out early. So you might, it could be 10%, it might be 8%, it might be 2%, whatever. It depends on how long you've had the contract.
And it might be stretched over 7 years, it might be stretched over 20 years.
Yeah, we've seen some horrible ones out
there. We've seen some bad
ones, ridiculous. So,
it sounds to me, I'm sorry I interrupted, but it sounds to me like there's basically three questions you need to know, which is, one is, why is this something I need to have? And two is, you know, how exactly does all that work? And I guess three is, and what is this costing me?
Yeah.
Like, how much are you making on this deal, and where is your money coming from? And if you can't answer all those three questions and actually understand what it is you're signing, I guess you shouldn't be signing that,
right? And if you answer the first two questions in the affirmative, that yes, this is still right for me, and yes, I understand it is, I know how it's going to work. The third question, you're just going to have to weigh in what's going to cost you. Because, you know, we, like Steve said, we pay automobile insurance to protect us against a car crash. You know, right. Hopefully we never need it. That's kind of the purpose with having that, is you're going to pay some kind of premium to get that.
Which can vary wildly depending on the company for the exact same coverage.
It can. And then you also want to look at it and say, what's the claim paying ability of that company? In other words, if something happens and I have to, you know, that company, and I'm putting this money with that company, the guarantee is only as good as that company.
Right.
Very. Yeah.
The old lifetime guarantee trap.
So you
it's not your lifetime. It's the company's lifetime.
And all the insurance companies have, there's rating companies that rate them and give them, you know, like you're an A-plus company or an A++ company or you're a B company or maybe, you know, Standard & Poor's uses a, you know, AAA and down to, you know, like triple C's or whatever. So they all have their little nomenclature. So you have to kind of say, where does that – a lot of times those can be confusing. So you say, okay, this is the second highest ranking, that's the third highest ranking, whatever. And then there's a system out there that combines all those, and how do you rank out that way? So things called Comdex or whatever that does that. So there's a lot of different ways of rating the companies, but still, again, you're still dependent on that company being business for your guarantee.
Okay, Steve, we got about 2 minutes left, but in this
segment,
we take a break, right? Yeah. But there was something happened this week with the Federal Reserve Board. They raised interest rates,
yes,
right?
Yes, they did.
How does that?
We expected,
right? So if I'm working with a fixed annuity.
Oh,
how would that affect a fixed annuity?
Yeah. So right now, let's say a 5-year annuity is paying 3%. We'll just pick that. I don't know what they're paying because I don't pay that close attention to because the rates change. So so maybe they're paying. But now that rates have gone up a little bit, now maybe those companies will start paying a little. So now maybe they pay 3.25. Maybe they're going up to 3.5 or something. So now you're stuck at a 3% annuity, and there's new ones paying 3.5. And to get out of your annuity –
It's going to cost you
way more than 3.5% if you bought a commission-based product.
Right. And we'll, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about interest rates and how they work with annuities and that type thing, because it affects immediate annuity well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll address that.
All right. And if you have any questions about annuities or just whatever's on your mind in the world of finance, well, this is the place to call, 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. More of Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Rickner after a quick timeout on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG.
Life is the reason to go with seasons.
Seasons Financial Group.
Welcome back to Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Rickner here on News 102.3 and AM 740 KRMG. Coming up here in about 8.5 minutes or so, your top stories in the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and the forecast from Fox 23. I think we're going to stay fairly cool and dry for the next few days. After the news, the Kim Komando Show. Got questions for us today? Give us a call. Try and get another call squeezed in. 918-460-KRMG. That's 460-5764. Your host for Your Money for All Seasons is Mr. Stan Rickner.
The cool part is the important part. I know it's supposed to warm up a little bit midweek.
A little bit.
I think next weekend was forecast.
But I'm
wet.
Pretty sure we're not going to see any more 90s in 28.
Sure beats August. That's all I got to say.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Steve, we were talking about not rising temperatures, but rising interest rates. Interest rates are going up, and there's certain effect that interest rates can have on the stock market, can have on bonds, can have on mortgages, can have – it does affect a lot of different things. But when someone's looking at retirement, and they got a pension, and they do the – do I take my pension or do I take the cash and go do something different with it, interest rates figure into that.
Definitely, because in a low interest rate environment, you're just not going to get as high a payout. And so really when they're calculating a – your annuity for, you know, like from a pension, if you're going to take that pension payment, I mean, the pension company is going and buying an annuity. That's what, you know, because you need guaranteed income. So they're going to take all that money they've been saving aside, you know, all these years that the company's put aside and purchase an annuity on your behalf. So they're going to look at that. They're going to look. So basically, they're going to go to all these insurance companies and they get their quotes and they're just going to show you that, you know, based on the current interest rates, here's what we can pay out. But as rates go up, guess what? We can do a higher payout rate. So if you're in a low interest rate environment, maybe taking an immediate annuity may not be the best thing. Now, if you need guaranteed income, then you really, you don't have much choice.
Right.
But if you've got options where you could take that and place it somewhere else, let somebody manage it, to, they could possibly do better. They may do worse. You know, there's no guarantees there. But so that's something we would sit down, analyze, do the numbers, do the math, and see what would work, you know.
Right. But there's also something you talked about last week about, you know, if you could take out a lump sum and annuitize part of it as opposed to a whole bucket where you don't have that option.
Yeah, because we've done that. We've shopped, you know, your company obviously can offer you something, but we can also shop it too, because sometimes I've seen some pretty low payouts that the companies are offering. So why not take it to somebody who's got access to hundreds of companies? So we've got people we call, insurance experts. They'll shop it around, find you the best payout. But like I say, you may want to take part of it, guarantee, knowing that you've got this covered, plus your Social Security. So in those two things, you know it's going to take care of X. Then we'll take the rest and let cover Y and Z and everything else.
Somewhere in the future, maybe let it grow some more.
Let it grow some more.
Which there's also another little theory that goes along with that in terms of you could ladder as rates are going up. If you need some immediate income on part of it now, you could ladder it on a shorter-term payout.
Yes.
And then with rates going up, maybe do parts of it again later.
Which is a good example of that is we could figure out, okay, what, and this is something that I do. I take, when everybody's getting ready for retirement, I will do a year-by-year analysis and say, here's what you need to get through every single year for the next 30-plus years. We'll break it down. We add in your Social Security. We figure in all these things. So we'll look at that and then take a look at, what's it going to take you to get through the first 5 years? I'll do a calculation. I know I need, you know, X number of dollars. And so we might take that. We could go buy an annuity that covers just for 5 years. You would drain that immediate annuity. You just turn on the income stream, and it'll drain out in 5 years. So that's a possibility.
Right.
We might do it for 6 years or whatever. Well, you know that you've got the first 5 years, you know, in this case, example, your retirement cover. And then we'll have a plan for the next 5 years after that and then the next 5 years after that. So we'll break it down bite size by bite size and get you through that. So that's where we don't always do it that way, but that's sometimes that would work.
Right, right. So, and if you're retiring early, mm-hmm. you might take the lump sum rollover.
Yeah.
And put that in an IRA.
Which is usually to your benefit just because of the pure math on that, because of the time value, you know, that you've got. Because normally you can't turn on the income stream till later with those pension plans.
Right. But if you take the roll out and you do something different with mm-hmm. it, and you're going to continue working, don't need the income,
right.
then keep it deferred.
Keep it deferred, absolutely.
Keep it growing over there. All right. So last thoughts on annuities?
They can be good. They can be bad.
He just loves it when I throw things.
I know. I love
like
that.
This.
Yeah. Thanks for the warning. It's like I say, there are the good, the bad, and the ugly. We've talked a little bit about each of those. So they're not the cure-all, in-all, be-all that so many people purport them to be. So,
and they're also not, you know, Satan's financial instrument. Like there's
right.
There is a case to be made for annuities for some people in some situations.
Exactly.
Right. So it's just got to be used when it's in your best interest.
And I think you've got to, on my side of that, I think you got to ask the questions.
Why
is this right for me? How is this going to work? How's it going to meet my needs? And what's it going to cost? You know, is it a commission product? Then how do you get paid on this? How much are you going to get paid on this versus a fee-based product, which very low. I mean, it's a day-by-day thing.
And like I said earlier, we don't do it very often for clients, but occasionally it's a good fit, and we do that.
Yep. And if you would like to have us sit down and review any annuity contracts that you have, then you're welcome to bring it by to us. Give us a call. Schedule a time at Seasons Financial Group, 918-627-3700. Seasons Financial Group, 918-627-3700. Go to the website, seasonsfinancialgroup.com. Click the Contact Us, and Nancy will schedule you a time.
Yeah. Awesome.
But that's, you know, it's knowing what you have.
Yeah.
Pure and simple, Russell. That's what it is.
And understanding something before.
And a lot of people walk in and put that something down in front of me and say, explain this
to me.
What
is this?
Yeah,
what is it? I've had it for, you know, 27 years.
Oh, and
could you please explain this to me?
Yeah. And if you have an old one, it's more the reason to contact us and find out because there's so many different changes.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Great show as always. You have been listening to Your Money for All Seasons with Stan Richter. We're right here live and local every Sunday from noon to 1 p.m. Up next, your top stories, the KRMG 24-hour Fox News Center and your forecast from Fox 23 and KRMG. And then, of course, it's time for Kim Komando, the digital goddess. I'm Russell Mills. Have a great Sunday. We'll see you here next week.
Financial Services Corporation, PDFS, member SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Lexarum Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lexarum Advisors and Seasons Financial Group are not affiliated with PDFS. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of PDFS. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Neither PDFS nor its representatives offer legal or tax advice. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance.